Log Talk Radio.
Let's do this.
That's right, bitches. It is. Oh, what's the month? I forgot. Is it April? Okay. It's April 7th, 2011, and you are listening to Gamer Girls Radio. That's right, y'all. We're back Thursday. We're here. We are the longest-running, award-winning gaming podcast on iTunes. That's right, boys and girls. That's right.
Award-winning. No thanks to Corey.
Oh, it's never thanks to me.
Never thanks to Corey. Everybody else gets the kudos. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yes. Let me give you the phone number to call in if you really want to talk to us. And we would really like to talk to you. We missed you guys so much. Mm-hmm. Anyway, get your pen and paper handy. And the phone number to call in, please stop popping stuff up when I'm talking because it's distracting. Thank you. The phone number, if you'd like to call in and talk with us, is 347-215-7977. Please make sure you write that down. Let me give it to you again. It's 347-215-7977. Please make sure to stay on topic, too, or else, you know, you'll have to be booed off the air, and that's never fun. Well, it's fun for me, but it won't be fun for you.
Well, I want to jump in here real quick because those of you who come visit us every week will notice that Blog Talk looks very different. do not panic, as I did this morning. You can call us via Skype now. The button is right there on the page. And the chat room is right below where you see streaming if you scroll down, so you don't look for the little chat button. Remember, it used to be a green button that said chat now. But if you scroll down the page, there we are, a chat room right on the same page. They made it all neat for you. Yeah, because I freaked out this morning. Okay.
Yeah, I just knew when I opened it up, tried to get a switchboard. I was like, what happened?
It is neater. It's much neater, easier
to
navigate.
It looks more organized, but I thought I had the wrong URL. And I was like, I forgot the URL. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Hello there in the chat room. Hello. I'm not going to say any names. Anyway.
What? Let me see. Oh, what's shaking?
All right, so much to cover that happened this week and some stuff that just happened. But where to start? I think we need to go ahead and – where are we starting? Blaster, are we starting with your thing you want to talk
about? I don't know. How about we get some other news out of the way first, and yeah, then we can jump on this one because I'm sure we'll be jumping up and down on this one for several
hours.
Minutes. Hours, minutes, days.
Well, okay. I think we talked about this morning, but I am not sure if we got the update. If you guys have been following the news in the morning, you know we were talking about Anonymous. You know that group that's attacking the PlayStation Network because they're mad about their boy Geohots and his legal troubles?
I can care less about Geohots, but continue.
I'm like this. If he didn't share his paper with me, I don't care if he goes to jail. You didn't give me none of the dinero. Go on. Anyway, apparently Anonymous has suspended their attacks on the PlayStation Network. Maybe they heard us this morning because we were bitching. It's like,
suspended.
Well, because they're not really hurting Sony. They're hurting the gamers. We're the ones suffering if you're attacking the PlayStation Network. We can't play our games. And eventually, as was said this morning, there's going to be another hacker group that will come along and come after you.
Well, wait a minute. So Anonymous found a group that they couldn't touch?
They're saying that they are. But Sony's saying, we're not seeing where you're doing anything. Okay.
This is amazing.
But here's Anonymous is saying that they're suspending their attacks on the PlayStation Network at this time because they realize targeting the PlayStation Network is not a good idea because they're looking for a method that will not severely impact the Sony customers. Aww.
So let me get this straight. So if you're a game company that everybody loves your games and loves playing them, or let's say you're a hardware company, you could say anything you want about Anonymous and be free from reprisals. That is amazing. Anonymous has found a group they can't touch. That is amazing.
Well, I think Yeah. I think, as we said this morning, it was a stupid idea to begin with. You are attacking the people you're supposed to be sticking up for, but it didn't make any sense.
But you have to say, but I understand what you're saying, but I mean, like, a lot of Anonymous's ideas are kind of not really great. I mean, most of the time, their levels of harassment are to, like, ordering pizzas, 100 pizzas for somebody that doesn't want them.
I want them. I put them in the freezer. Send them on over here.
No, you have to pay for them, though. It's only they paid for them ahead of time.
Oh, well, obviously they've never been to Texas, because in Texas they're like, oh, you don't have the money? We're going to take them back. So that trick don't work here in Texas, I'll tell y'all now. You come to the door and you don't have the money, they'll be like, we're going
to
take you back.
You have to get up and open the door and find out who's at the door.
Oh, yes, because that's just so difficult.
Wow.
That is so difficult to walk over. Oh, I don't know, about 10 feet from where I am to go
super
open the door.
Super fail.
Come on, Anonymous. You could do better than that. Or they're saying that they can, but... Okay, here's my favorite story for the week. Well, one of my favorites. Okay, so another lawsuit against EA.
Oh. What did EA do this time?
Apparently the guy that originally wrote the code for Madden is suing EA because he said they have not paid him royalties since forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of
Madden.
Yeah, I think he did it in 96, 98. I'm trying to find the story. I actually had it up a second ago. Freaking Firefox. Every time, is anybody else having this issue? Firefox is turning into Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
It's like.
It's driving me crazy. I don't like it.
It could be the site you're going to. What sites are you going to?
Any site. It doesn't matter. It's Firefox, the plugin.
I'm not having those problems.
Yeah, my plugin keeps crashing. It reloads pages or it crashes the whole thing. It's turning into Internet Explorer. I'm going to need them to stop. But anyway, so this guy is trying to sue EA. We have someone else trying to sue Bill Gates. He's saying he came up with the idea for Windows and he wants money. I'm going to tell the two of you people something. If you wait until just now to say something, give it up. There's no point.
Right.
Anybody else out there feel like they should have a case? I think it should be thrown out personally.
I'm just saying, I think Al Gore has a case. I mean, he should be paid for the Internet, right?
Yes, because he invented the internet.
I'm just saying, yeah. I mean, if we're gonna start suing, I mean, that's the first guy who should step in line and start suing.
Well, okay. But the point is, though, the internet doesn't have Al Gore's namesake on it.
Doesn't matter, he invented it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't have his namesake on it. They're not using Al Gore's image to promote the internet. You know what I mean? But they're using Matt's image to promote damn Swedish chef.
He gets paid for that. We're talking about the guy who invented.
Well, the guy that wrote the code is the one who's suing. He says that he signed an agreement.
He's saying he signed
an agreement. EA hasn't paid him royalties since 1990 something. But it is 2011. You've seen how well Madden has done, and you're just now opening your mouth to say, "Give me my royalties." I'm telling you. After the first year that Madden started selling, I would have been all over EA every year until they paid me. I don't understand this waiting to ask for your money. There's no way somebody can owe me money and I'm not going to say anything for, you know, a better part of 10, 15 years. Not going to happen. Same with Microsoft. You've seen Bill Gates become, you know, Superman over the past 30, 40 years. Say something. Put your, you know, open your mouth. That's stupid. Other interesting news. Oh, Martha Stewart's supposed to stop by. No, I'm kidding. I wonder who came here and fell for that. Anybody in the chat room fell for that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Pimp Method gave us the link in the room. Thank you, Pimp. Yeah, it is. His name is Robin Antonick. Yeah, and we were talking about this, I think, Wednesday on the morning news. And he wants his royalty payments that he never received. He only said something after the 20th anniversary of the game.
Well, that's when he felt like it was important.
That's when he was like, I think I've racked up enough back fees.
Mm, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Or maybe
no.
That's when he really started running into money troubles.
That's possible.
Well.
Or maybe he just decided to hell with it. I'm not doing so great in life. I'm going to try to sue somebody.
Yeah, that's very probable, too.
That's what it sounds like to me. Mm-hmm. Issa. Hi, Issa. Issa came for her cookies.
Hi, Issa.
I'm not understanding these people as of late popping up and suing. And as I told y'all, tons of fights going on in the industry this week. We cannot even cover them all during the morning news, let alone at night. If you listen to the news in the morning, if you read the site, you see all this inner turmoil going on in the industry. It's so delicious. Did you smack your lips?
I'm just. This is what. That's exactly what you were doing before the show.
Yeah. It's juicy.
I don't want to know it's juicy, Corey.
Was your mouth actually watering?
Yes, it is. It's juicy.
Okay. I was wondering.
Oh, come on, it's juicy. Okay, and the other big thing. Okay, this is one I actually want to talk about. When is the last time any of you out there have ever seen a console completely make a tabloid? It's about the console, not somebody who killed somebody because of it, but it's about the console.
What do you mean?
What did the console do? Did it sleep with a different console? I mean, how did they make a tabloid exactly?
That's my question. What happened?
Well, the Sun over in UK, and they're saying it's Britain's version of the Weekly World News, did a whole story about the effects of playing the Nintendo 3DS. Citing that it was making people blind and have headaches, and the picture that they actually put up is a guy whose eyes are crossed and he's looking at his 3DS. None of it is true.
None of it's been proven that it causes any kind of damage at all. But you have to say this: Nintendo has a lot of warnings on the box about it can cause issues with people's eyes, and not to let children under a certain age play with it because it can harm their eyes. And so, I mean, you can't expect that there's not going to be a story about that.
No. We're not talking about just basing it on this. Be careful.
Well, I know they're saying it actually happened. They're saying,
yes.
Well, I know, but I'm saying you can't go that long. You can't say all that stuff and not expect somebody out there to say, "Well, it actually happened."
Well, no. What you expect a journalist to do, those of you who are trying to get into this industry as journalists, is to research first. You should actually bring a real doctor in and then study the effects. Nothing was done. Everything they made up that they said they studied was made up.
Well, that's a very typical Sun article. You have to understand.
Yes, it's a tabloid, but I find it amazing. And I think it's the first in history that a gaming console became the subject of a tabloid story. That's, like, huge.
I think it's funny, personally.
It is funny. And a couple of other sites, Pocket Gamer and Games Radar, they've done a whole parody of it. It's hilarious, but I feel all impressed and honored and stuff to be a part of it. It's not us directly, but my console made the tabloid. I love the polls. I love the medical data they put into. The subject's reading was 120 over 70 and 66 BPMs. The second measurement was
taken. What the hell is that?
When you get your blood pressure taken, I'm trying not to go all medical. I'll go quickly, okay? Those of you who want to know, your blood pressure is measured in two, the beat and non-beat of your heart, the systolic over diastolic, yay, 120 over 70 is what that is. So if they're really, really high, it's bad. So they're saying that it started out 120 over 70, it went up to 127 over 72. And the 66 BPMs is beats per minute, how many beats your heart does in a minute. Yes, I'm a nerd and a geek. I know something about everything.
Okay, so, hold on. So they're saying that because your blood pressure went up 7 points over 2 points,
mm-hmm.
and that your heart rate increased.
It didn't change. That's why people started – anybody who's been in medicine or a biology teacher will know it's a lie. Your BPMs can't stay the same and your blood pressure grow up.
The heartbeat stayed the same?
Stayed the same. Still 66.
There's no way that's possible.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. That's not possible. Your reading was wrong on the blood pressure.
They're lying. They made it up.
They either made it up or they're just really, really bad at taking blood pressure, because that's not possible.
That's probably the case.
Ah, yes. Lovely people. Lovely Sun. Thank you for the laugh. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Well, I mean, that's all it's there for, right? It's just there to – it's a gossip mag. It's a gossip rag. It's going to talk about that kind of crap.
We got to find a way to get in there. That's what I'm saying. I want to be gossiped about. I want to be in a tabloid. That's my goal. I want to be.
Sun's hot. I want to get in there.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying. I said it was a goal in life. That's what happened to Icarus. He flew too close.
Just
saying.
I said twice. No.
That means really, really no. That means no, no.
No.
Just no mean no, Corey. So you're trying to tell me.
You know what? My mind just flashed back to our conversation before the show. No, no does not mean no.
Oh, God. Oh, no, I'm flustered.
Don't say that.
Everybody's like, what are they talking about? You don't want to know.
You really don't
want to
know.
Don't say that because Pimp Meth is going to try to use that later.
Hey!
Oh, God.
Hey!
Be nice.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, hey, hey.
No.
Oh,
I'm done. I'm done.
Quite yet. Will be.
Also, I am a little lost on the time period. I can't tell if we did. I tell you guys last year about L.A. Noire and its accomplishment? Yeah.
No, you haven't. But I've heard a lot about L.A. Noire lately.
Well, it also made history being the first video game to ever be nominated for an award at the Tribeca Film Festival. Let me say that again: Tribeca Film Festival.
Really?
Yes. I am such a proud gamer this week. I'm telling you.
That's impressive.
And I cannot wait to play it. And I knew they would be the ones to do it. Mm-hmm. See, Ben hasn't played his Liberty City Stories. If you haven't played it, I'm telling you.
I can't because it's processor intensive. You know this, Corey.
No, I know.
I just told you. So you know this now.
Boo. Boo. Well, if you can run it out there and you've not played the latest GTA, and of course, L.A. Noire is probably borrowing a lot of elements heavily from it because they're both kind of movie-like. Gotta play it. Gotta see what all the hype is about. And trust me, Rockstar doesn't give us anything, so for me to be giving them all this praise for free, you know I mean it. I means it. And bam! Boy,
that was a hint, by the way.
Like
we don't
Valve.
Get anything free from Rockstar. But we talk to you about it all the time.
Jeez.
Hint, hint, Rockstar.
Hint, hint, Valve.
Yeah, we don't actually talk to the people at Valve. Who knows what they'd be nice to us about? Who knows? Okay, that's
they
enough.
Should be.
That's enough of that.
I say nice things about them all the damn time.
You do. You do.
I love them.
I say nice things about The Sims and Dragon Age, but I don't give a shit.
Well.
Okay. Now we got to talk about our main thing that we did not share with you with the. In the description. What is this? Ben, what is this? Set this up. Tell us about this.
So, you all guys are all familiar with IGN. Mm. I think everybody here is familiar with it. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, IGN had this thing called the Indie Open House Project. And basically, they're offering complimentary office space, internet access, and consulting services, plus a bunch of other little perks. That to any developers. So anybody can come and it was like a free thing. They just come and use it, right? It was all complimentary. And it was to try to encourage indie game development. Well, of course, IGN being a media giant started kind of sending some camera crews in there to kind of record what was going on in this little indie open house. And it ended up becoming a reality show, basically, a reality program on their site called The Next Game Boss. And this all kind of evolved similar to the way that Sony has their tester. I don't know if you've heard of Tester before, but it's a it's like a little reality show they have on the Sony network. So the next game boss. So basically, in the next game boss, there was a it was just following these indie developers around as they came up with ideas for video games, and they had to pitch it to IGN, talking heads. And as they're recording this, they're just getting the uncensored development process of these indie developers. And a lot of them are, it's completely uncensored what they're saying out of their mouths. A lot of them is pretty offensive towards women and just about anybody who has any kind of common sense. One of the comments was they were talking about creating a video game. And they were like, well, what kind of villains can we have in the video game? Oh, I know. Let's make them women. In fact, let's make them menopausal women. And because they're all freaking out, because women with menopause freak out, So we'll make them that, and then and then they have all these other games where they had another game where there's this castle, an evil castle, and it's throwing princesses at you, but not and just any princess, the ugly princesses that nobody wants. So it's just, it's kind of a little bit, mean to women. Just saying.
It wasn't, yeah.
Well, you saw the video, Corey. What would you like to talk about?
Should I say anything, or should I just go ahead and let Snow? Because she's already mad. You hear her breathing
first.
Heavy. Oh, let me say something first, because we got to let her. Yeah, she got to escalate. Okay, so first of all, this is I'm going to take credit for this idea because I'm the one who came up with it. Yeah, and we've announced it on the air many times. It's a great idea. The problem is, I'm not even going to say poor execution. It's that it worries me that we have indie, so people calling themselves indie developers that have the intellect of an 11-year-old boy. Stuff like, there's a dominatrix and she's 35 and she can't have any kids and that's why she's taking her frustrations out on the world. Really, you think women, or, no, it was, what did it say, menopause at 35? I'm going to say this, mean or not. Since when do I care if it's mean? None of you little bitches have a girlfriend, do you? You're not going to get one. Women don't go into menopause at 35.
Medically, they can, but on average, they don't.
On average, average normal female does not start menopause at 35. It does not happen. And no woman stops having kids at 35. I'm just wondering, where to start with these guys? Where to start? And if you haven't seen the video, ew. Just all of it was, it's not just that it's negative towards women, it's just stupid. I'm going to put the women thing aside, even though that angers me a little bit. I'm looking at the fact that as a part of this community, I want somebody who's making my games that's going to mean something. You know, we're talking about Rockstar. They're being in a Tribeca Films Festival. That should make you want to step up your game. Not be talking about, I have women, menopause, and it's dominatrix, and this is what you have. This is the best your little infantile brain can come up with. This is what you got on the fly.
I'm sure they thought that was genius, though, Corey.
That's what worries me, is that they thought it was genius.
This is, my whole point, though, is that, you know, I think people give way too much credit to indie developers. Like, all I hear about from, you know, I have a friend of mine who just, all he does is buy indie games all the time. He's like, oh, indie games are so well put together, and they're so, you know, intelligent and all this kind of stuff. And these are the same guys that are making indie games, and they don't sound very intelligent to me. So as a person who doesn't really play a lot of indie games, it's not really encouraging me to go out and buy indie games now, because, oh, they're so much more, you know, smarter than indie developers, and they work really hard and come up with these really great original ideas. I'll give them original, but great? I don't know about that.
Okay. Take her mouth thing off.
I'm going to put myself on mute, and I'm just going to listen.
Look, let me just back up. Snow, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like, this is kind of the equivalent. I'm holding the grenade in my hand. Snow is it. I'm going to throw it. Go. Run.
All right. I'm going to try to be as calm as possible when I'm talking about this. And that just goes to show you that I am pissed the fuck off. Okay. First of all, these little boys, they do not count as men because the intelligence, the sensitivity, the maturity level that they showed equate them with little boys, and they're trying to compensate for the little dicks that they have dangling between their legs.
Oh, okay? My.
Now, these little boys will sit there and talk shit, not just about women, but about any other group that they don't know anything about. Because obviously, they don't know shit about women. They don't know shit about anything, really, other than their whole, their conceited, their whole self-centered world. If it does not revolve around them, if it does not have to do with their life, they don't give a shit about it. So they're going to sit there and make fun of it. And I don't care if they were sitting there and cracking jokes with each other about this and it wasn't really supposed to be true, those kinds of jokes are the ones that will get your ass kicked after work, after school, in the street, whatever, if they're heard by the wrong person, namely me. Okay? So even if you are joking about something like this, even if it's just supposed to be ha-ha funny, think twice before you do, because I guarantee there will be someone like me around, and that certain someone will take great offense at this, and they will beat the living shit out of you and enjoy it. No one should joke about shit like that, especially, and this was what really blows my mind, especially when you know for a fact that there are cameras around that are recording you. What went through their minds to think that it was okay to do this? They are the reason that gamers have a bad reputation in the first place. People like them, boys, little boys like them, are the reason that gamers have such a bad reputation to begin with, because of their lack of maturity, their lack of intelligence, and their lack of any respect for anyone other than their whole little clique. And I'm done.
Now, what we didn't do, because we know we haven't put the link in the chat room and we haven't told you where this came from. Did you tell them where it came from? IGN, yeah?
I didn't.
I did say that IGN is hosting the project, and IGN did send the cameras in, so I think a reasonable person could make the assumption that it did come from IGN.
Well, here's two things I want to preface. This particular episode was that they had to come up with a boss for a boss battle. And their brainstorming ideas are what's including some of the things we're talking about. A pissed off dominatrix who's in menopause. One of them mentioned homeless people. It was all over the place, and it was all tacky. And I'm not surprised, because that's IGN. IGN, no, even their PR people have no bounds to their tackiness. They've sent us, I think a couple of years ago, asking us did we want to carry a story and give us some calendars for the hottest virtual babe. And very clearly, if you visit our site, you can tell we're all about the girls, all about women, women empowerment in the industry, everything we do. So I wrote the guy back and said, we don't want this. Why would we want a calendar of virtual babes? Why would we want to be involved in this? So
intelligence level. Again, any respect for anyone other than themselves.
On one hand, snow is dead on. On the other hand, I'm not even going to say it's a guy problem. It's a generational problem with some of the people in our generation having too much access to the internet and information. We often joke about the fact that we have a developer that has been stalking us. We're not joking when we tell you this. We have a developer that is mad. They got a bad review, and they continually mm-hmm. visit the site and post messages and so on and so forth. We've had and they're not the first one, however. And I will name them. I'm believing this girl got fired. Years ago, when I think we were probably about 3 or 4 years old, one of the PR people...
We were babies,
but one of the girls who was very young, I was told later she's very young, she's in her, 2021, her first PR job, got angry with me. She posted on our site, on our forum, and if you remember our old site, we had a crawl that went across the top. Mm-hmm. She posted in the forum so that it would show up in this crawl, and there's also a sticky message that said, please, developers, do not post anything PRs in our forum, because we don't want them there. Send them directly to us. And if you want to buy ad space, of course, contact us directly. So I contacted her and said, hey, maybe you missed the post. Don't do this. And she wrote me back this long, disgustingly juvenile letter that you don't write as a professional. And luckily, us having been such good friends with people at Cryptic at the time and NCSoft, I sent it to them, and they were like, oh, what? This came from who? I think her name was, I'm not going to say her name, but they were like, she wrote this, and I said,
her
yeah.
name was fired. That's what her name was.
That's what it was. Her name was fired. So I didn't hear from her again, so I'm assuming she got fired. We have some people amidst our community that are crazy, and the more access they get to information, the crazier they are. Even when cameras around, they have no inkling about etiquette and things you shouldn't say or do. And the thing I think that it's most upsetting about IGN is not so much that they said it. I mean, again, if you've played GTA, all these little stereotypes and things are in the game. The radio stations are, some of them are sexist, but it bounces back and forth. There's one radio station in GTA, if you're listening while you're driving, which I usually am, there's these people that are going before a judge, and it's always two different couples. And one of the time, the judge will be saying very sexist things to the woman. You should be pleasing your man and doing whatever he says, because that's what a good woman does. Even if her knuckles are bleeding or something, she should cook. Then the next couple will be, he goes off on the man. You should be pleasing your wife. So they play on every possible stereotype. And that's why nobody was after them. No, you notice, think back when GTA 4 came out, there's no women's rights activists, no men saying we're feeling bashed, no animal rights people. Of course, there's no dogs in Liberty City, but, none of this came about because there is a way to do this where it is humorous and it's not offensive at the same time. You have to cross the board. So if you're going to make a woman and say she's dominatrix and, she's the boss, why not make a guy who fits, I'm the 80-year-old and I'm trying to pick up the young woman, something to say that we're covering our asses, we're covering both groups. So it's all very one-sided is what makes it horrible.
Well, that comes with maturity, right? I mean, these guys are all, if you watch it, they're all pretty young. And so I think a lot of these guys are very immature, and they're fresh out of, I don't even know if some of these guys went to college or not, but I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Age does not matter.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying that they're not mature yet. Right?
No, I agree there. I totally agree there.
They're not mature yet. And so they will understand at some point that you never alienate any potential customers, period.
Well,
and you treat people, the way that you yourself would want to be treated. And, you know, you go through life doing that. You never burn bridges like that, period.
I want to point out real quick before anybody starts to think that we're saying that it's okay or not okay, but they have an excuse because they're young. That's totally not true, because I know younger people than that who are twice as mature than those little boys were. And I would not call the younger people little boy or little girl just because they conduct themselves in a manner that gets respect from me. If you conduct yourself in a manner that does not get respect from me, you are considered a child in my eyes. I don't care how old you are. You could be fucking 75, and I'll still consider you a child.
Wow. Oh, we should probably – I'm going to grab this video and put it up on our site. this is fun. I want to say it's an age thing. Some of it is age, but sometimes we get some of this very same stuff in, and it's not age. It's companies that have been around who just aren't thinking clearly. I want to say another company that did this was – I can't think of their names. We talked about them during the news. They made the game Blood Bowl. Same thing with them. They sent us one of their early, early games had to do with a woman on the beach or beach women, or it was some kind of take on what's the one, Dead or Alive? It was some kind of take on that.
BOA.
Yeah, but it was much, much worse. And they sent it to us to review. And again, I had to tell them, why would you send this to us? Why would you think as a female I'd be okay with this? They were like, well, what's wrong with it? Oh, God. And these men were very well into their 40s.
Wait, you're saying the same company that made Blood Bowl? You mean the video game Blood Bowl?
It was in their early, early days.
That Cyanide Studios?
I believe it was Cyanide Studios. I believe.
Okay. Well, I love Blood Bowl.
But it's been a long time ago. I just remember that they made Blood Bowl after, or they made something with Blood in the title. But whoever they are, they're doing well now. But their early days, they sent us something that was very sexist, and it doesn't occur to them is what worries me. It doesn't even occur to them that they're doing something wrong. They don't see the bad part of it, of alienating women in general. And that scares me. Also, and it doesn't scare me at the same time. Well, I put it this way. It scares me on one hand because even these four little jerk-offs should manage to get some good funding and they hire people at the company and they have all these jobs, sometimes people could lose their job because they're not thinking, they don't understand what it means to not be offensive or find a way to make the offensiveness where it's humorous, where we're poking fun at ourselves, we're poking fun at this particular stereotype, and it's all meant in jest. And people could lose their jobs, their houses, their families because they're following behind these four little kids. I'm going to say to the you little boys over there at IGN, once this show is over, go out and live life for a while. Get out in the world. Get a girlfriend so that you learn, you know, get another job working at a company so that you learn this is not acceptable. Certain things are not acceptable. And again, I want to point out to you, the hand that holds the controller or hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the industry right now. Women, we're buying more games. We're playing more games. Don't say, oh, you're only playing Facebook, because that's not true either. We all have presented the numbers here to you guys a million times or more. So you alienating a whole group of people, the majority of the people that will be buying your games, is not a good idea. Just imagine, this one game gets made, the Dominatrix one. Even if women... you say, well, a lot of moms buy games for their kids. If this particular game made the news, and it would, the first thing a mom is going to think, I'm not buying it for my son.
Right.
So then again, you just lost money. The kid may be begging to play it, but the mom is going to hear Dominatrix Woman, and no, my kid can't play that. What? Destroying nature because she needs a man? No, he can't play that. I'm not buying that. Again, you lose your shirt. A lot of other people that followed behind you thinking you knew what you were doing lost their homes, their livelihood. So I'm being extremist here, but that's how I roll.
You may be being extremist, but people really need to consider this shit before they start doing stupid crap. I mean, the extreme situation you're talking about is actually plausible.
True. Okay, wait a minute. Who's asking me what did they say? Oh, Pimp's asking. You said, what did they say?
Send, put the link in the chat. Just listen. It's probably a 4-minute video.
Did I put the link in?
A couple people did. Actually, the link is from Kotaku, but it is covering
something
that happened on IGN.
I see, I'm debating whether or not to grab it for us is the thing, because I can't put a I can't stick a caption beneath it because it's not one of ours. So I can't let you know that, you know, this sucky sucky video. But I will go over and post another video. It's on YouTube. Oh, no, Issa, if you call, it's not because we don't want to talk to you. We very rarely watch the switchboard. Sometimes we're chatting with you guys in the chat room. And
you can call Issa.
You're welcome to call in any time.
Yeah,
oh, you can call on Skype. Do. Hit that Skype button up there if you you want to save a little cash. We know you're in college. But I am so shocked that this idea has I want to see it do well. I want to see somebody do a show like this, because I've been saying this would be a really good reality show to so people can see how games are made, but not when they're going to do stupid stuff. And who edited this and thought it was okay to leave it in is even worse.
Right. You'd think that a smart editor would be like, yeah, we got to get rid of this now. This is going to be buried.
Yeah, because it's going to reflect negatively on the show. It doesn't make for it, or at least edit it so that it makes them look like in a bad light. You know, right now there's nothing that says it's in a bad light. Even worse, the woman that's sitting there is like, "Oh, I like this idea." Really? It's because she's also young and immature.
No, I think it's because she has to like the idea, right? She's trying to be supportive. That's her job, is to be supportive.
Then I'm going to say to her the same thing we told Miss Olivia Munn. You need to tell them you sit in the pie, bitch, because I'm not going to say it's good when it's not. So, no. Who is this chick anyway?
I don't know. She's some Olivia Munn wannabe, I think, essentially.
I see that, because she looks a lot like her. Whoever you are, lady, and I'll find out before the night's over, please step up. Don't okay games like this. You may think, even if you do like it and you think it's cool, one day you'll be a 35-year-old woman and you'll realize 35 is not old, nor are you in menopause, nor are you not lost your ability to have kids. None of that. I would like to point out some of the women in the hottest women in the world that the men are chasing behind are all over 40.
Mm-hmm.
Salma Hayek, Halle Berry, Jennifer Aniston. Should I name a few more? Because all I see when I visit forums is how hot these women are. But these little guys painted this stereotype. Just because your mom ain't hot, don't mean women at 35 ain't hot.
You know, I don't actually care. Here's my big thing about that whole thing, real quick. I just want to say this, coming from a man who enjoys a nice, beautiful woman, is I have to say that when I want game information, I'm going to want somebody who's got some brains. I don't want somebody who just looks hot. I want to know what their opinion is and why I should care. I don't care what gender they are, and I don't care what they look like, right? If I want a hot girl, there's an internet search engine at my fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I don't need a hot girl. I don't need somebody on the TV to keep, you know, who's all sparkly, and that's going to keep my attention and want me to come back to listen to your game reviews. You know, I want somebody who's got some brains and knows what the hell they're talking about. That's just me, though.
I think we pissed Issa off in the room. She's like, Olivia Munn makes me mad. I know she's getting a paycheck, but I wish she'd show a little more respect for herself in her humor. It's not even that she's collecting a paycheck. I'm all about, you have a little bit of power. They don't want to get rid of you because you've now gotten them. You've gotten a few of these little jerk-offs, like the ones that are over at IGN doing the show, that are following you. So that's when you go to the network and say, you know what? If you don't stop making me sit in these pies and wear these little tops and stuff, I'm going to quit. And I'm going to make it very public.
You know, at E3 one year, she had to wear some ridiculous costumes they made her wear. And some of them were so bad that she had to wear, like, special – she had to wear pants. She changed one of the costumes because she was so embarrassed to wear it up on stage with people, guys standing right below her. And that's just ridiculous. Is she there? She's either there to give her opinion about games and about things that are nerdy, or she's there to look pretty. And if she's there for one, don't make her do the other.
And that's how I feel about it. Now, in the same vein, this wasn't this past PAX. This was 2008, and we've had the girl I'm about to tell you about on. You guys remember Tart? She was on when we did something about GTA. I think that was last year, a year before, right before Def Jam Rockstar came out. She used to be one of the members of the Frag Dolls, Mischief, if you remember. She's also a PMS Tart. Tart is a very beautiful, beautiful girl, and she knows this, but she's not Olivia Munn. I remember very vividly them on the stage, and they were doing a Just Dance demo, and this guy says to her, thinking he's out of earshot, you know, oh, yes, please do jump up and down. She's so hot. And she turned and looked at him and says, you know what? You can leave. I will knock you the fuck out. And she's also from the South, you know, Southern girls don't play. So you know, she's like, you know, what? You want me to come down there? Yeah, you can look at me all you want. Don't open your mouth. I am not a booth babe. So I wish Olivia would step
up. Hold my
up.
Earring, girl.
Yes, she's one of those. Good. Hold my earrings. So I think Olivia might need to step up. I think this chick here, I don't even like what she got on. That's not right. Look, I'm being petty now. I don't even like what you got on, girl. That's not
now
cute.
Now, see, that's even interesting because I'm pretty sure guys should be smart enough to know the difference between a commentator and a booth babe. And if she's not dressing so that you know the difference, then there's something wrong.
Who, Tart didn't even – Tart, she's kind of top-heavy, and she's a little tiny girl. So they're looking at her – because, you know, Just Dance, obviously, is a dancing game. And she's up there dancing. And, you know, some of them, when you're immature, any movement, I don't care what they're wearing, if they're, you know, they have some attributes that you like, whether it be the top or the back, you're looking. But most mature men have the decency to at least whisper it to their buddy next to them or think it and say, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to look, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut. But this one was another young guy who thought it was okay to say this. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt of saying that he thought he was out of earshot, because there's no way he could have thought he was out of earshot, honestly. He was less than 5 feet away from her.
Right.
So I just don't understand. I can't even ask who's teaching them this, because we've talked about this before as well. We still have grown-ass men that host video game release parties and strip clubs. So.
Hey, now. In all defense of Randy Pitchford, I have to say this. That game is all tongue-in-cheek about that kind of lifestyle. That's not real, okay? And so for you to be able to separate that from, oh, we're having a strip club because we want to have it at a strip club because we're a bunch of horny developers. Yeah, maybe that played in a little bit, but it was really because they're playing to the game itself and what it's about. And the stereotypical dumb jockey male image that it puts forward. You know, the whole action hero, dumb as a brick, right, and gets all the hot women image. That's all. So I'm just saying that was a big, yes, it was done in a strip club, but it was all because of what the game was and who it was. That's all.
Okay, let me go ahead and pick this up real quick. Pimp, I'm going to pick you up and you let us know what your comment is. What's going on? Hey.
Well, hey, ladies. I actually have a quick question. Let's see. What do y'all think from a actual woman's perspective about all these pro gamer females who are like very beautiful, and they know what they're doing, and they decide to actually pose in like sexy clothing for like other gaming sites. I will not mention names at all. Even
I know which one you're talking about.
Oh boy.
Okay, I'm gonna answer your question. We're gonna put you on mute because for some reason Blog Talk is not holding on to you. So I don't want you to think we hung up on you. But listen for our response. Basically, how I don't mind pro gamers who are actually pro gamers that are not there just to be babes at all. There is a website, and they follow us, and they do listen to the show. They know who they are. I'm not going to call them out because they know. I've called them out on Twitter before. I don't particularly care for them at all. If you're not actually gaming, then why are you taking pictures with controllers and giving away pictures of yourself and selling them to guys? You're also in a community where you don't belong. I don't come over, you know, to the stripper community going, hey, I'm gonna pose too. Now there are some here on the flip side of that. I have an issue with women gamer who are pro gamers who keep thinking that they have to be pretty to get the job done. I had a discussion. I'm not gonna call this group out either because they're friends, and I think they took my advice. Where I told them, "What is with the pretty pictures? You guys need to be practicing. Stop focusing on we are trying to give away T-shirts, because nobody cares who you are until you make them care." Love or hate PMS Plan, love or hate the Frag Dolls, the reason why they are the most well-known pro-female journalist gamers is because not only are they pretty, but they can play their asses off. You put them in a room with a bunch of guys. You've heard my urban legend story. You know, Brooklyn taking out a whole group of guys with a pistol playing Ghost Recon. She's good. yes, she's pretty. Yes, when we go to the club, the guys are like, look at the legs on that chick, and she has nice legs. But still, she's a gamer at the end of the day. She's not beautiful first and then a gamer. She's a gamer first, and then she happens to be beautiful. That's the way it should go with anything you do, not just gaming. But it, I think it's worse, more so for us in the gaming industry, because we have so many other people with their fingers in the pot, so many other men out there that are focused on, you know, I'm making beautiful avatars. Now I want a girl who looks like the avatar and she's a gamer. Well, it could be done, but it's not gonna just happen. You can't just pick up any old chick and put her somewhere and think, well, she's pretty.
Right, right. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, so here I am at E3, right? I guess this is the difference between an immature man and a man who's fully, you know, matured. Is I'm here at E3, and a friend of mine has a DS, and he wanted me to pick something up for him. And so I'm standing in line at the Nintendo booth, and they're giving out free little DS Lite cases. And I'm standing there, and they're all trying to play this Mario game, and I have no interest in playing this Mario game. And I'm standing there, and there is a booth babe, you know, quote unquote, behind the counter, and it's definitely a booth babe. She's dressed like a booth babe. And I just leaned over. I said, do I have to stand in line here and play this game, or can you just give me one of the cases? That's all I'm interested in. She's like, yeah, I'm sorry, I have to stand in line there. So I'm like, okay. So I just struck up a conversation while I'm standing there. I was like, I was just asking her, hey, you know, you live here? She's like, no, I don't. I came from Florida. I'm like, oh, yeah, I came from North Carolina. And we're just sitting there just chit-chatting, shooting the breeze. And I finally got up there to the stand. She's like, you know what? I got, like, right behind, there was one guy ahead of me. She's like, you know what? Here, if you can have one of these cases, you can just, if you don't want to play the game. I'm like, thank you. You know, so it pays to be nice, even to the booth babe, the women that are there to be ogled and all that. I mean, just be a human being. Just be a human being to another human being. Why does it always have to be this way? I don't understand. Like, I don't know. I mean, I think that's just a mark of maturity. It's like, I'm never going to see this woman again in my life. You know, why not just be a human being to her? Why do I have to ogle her like a piece of meat or a piece of candy or something
that's
like that?
That's why we love you, Blast. That's why we love you. Now, Issa asked a question, so why do you think it's difficult for women to gain more visibility on high traffic gaming communities? Girl, let me run down a few reasons. One, okay, we're here. We spend a lot of time, whether you guys know it or not, fighting back and forth with developers to give us anything. Games by ad space, stuff to give away, like when we have contests. Some of them are nicer to us than others, and some are not. What this does is cause a trickle-down effect. Women who are journalists, women who are serious game journalists, women who are serious pro gamers will not get that high visibility on a male gaming site unless she's got a boob job and a nose job. And us being here, we could probably give them that visibility, but because the game companies are still run by a lot of immature men, they're not going to – they don't want to deal with us. They want to deal with the IGNs of the world. So that's the whole trickle-down effect, which is why we're very much pushing the whole girl power thing in the gaming industry. Come here. Bring your girlfriends here. Tell them it's a safe place. I don't want to say safe place because I don't want to make it sound like women are being battered, but you get what I'm saying. Here's a place where you can come, and it's all about you.
It's an internet safe house we have here.
Yeah.
for battered women on the internet.
Bring your games and your console. We'll protect you from the big bad guys. No, just come over and hang out and feel free to talk like a girl would. If you feel like talking about lipstick, then, you know, tell us. I got a cute lip gloss. It fits in my DS case. We don't really care. But come over and talk and know that if anybody's fucking with you, we're not going to let it happen. Because this is our house, as we always tell you. It's our house. You're not going to come over to our site and pick on our girls.
Issa, you can call us. It's a safe tree. Don't worry.
Now, you know, I think there is a girl there. She's the friend.
Dude, I've been talking for the last 5 minutes.
I was wondering where you were.
And I'm like, seriously, I said something about 10 minutes ago and nobody answers. Like, okay, well, I'll talk for a little while. And I piped up again and said something. I'm like, well, fuck, no one's listening to me. What in the world?
You know, Corey, she always complains that we're always talking over her. Maybe she should check to see if her mic is muted first.
I think she's muted. You just hit the nail on the head. She's muted.
I did. I was so muted. And I don't even remember what I wanted to say because I busted out laughing when I realized that I muted myself. I'm
well,
so smart.
I think there – I don't know if there's still a female journalist on Joystick. There was one that I knew personally, and she's from the UK. I don't know if she's still there. And I will say her name. Her name is Jenny because Jenny saved my life.
Was
hi, Jenny.
British?
Yeah, she was English, and I love she had this bright pink hair, and she wore the socks like the Wicked Witch of the East from Wizard of Oz.
Oh, really?
I love her. I don't know where – hi, you know what? I I think she doesn't work there anymore. She was interning at NCSoft, so maybe they hired her.
Okay.
So and she was
I hope
brilliant.
They hired her on a game that actually did well.
That I don't know.
A lot of NCSoft games. Yeah.
Well, she was a Microsoft NCSoft baby. Microsoft was so impressed with her that they paid for the big beautiful room that she and I stayed in down in Austin. So, and
I would have stayed with you.
Honey, we did not. We were enjoying it. We had these two queen size beds.
I was about to say you were enjoying it. You should have taken pictures.
Not that kind of enjoyment. It means that I could pretend like she wasn't there, and she could pretend like I wasn't there until I got locked out. That is. But anyway. That is the biggest problem with the industry, still trying to get us girls to band together, because what ends up happening, of course, as we talk about, is the drama. I'm mad at you. I wanted to be first on the team, and you wouldn't believe how many times I see that happen. I couldn't even count for you the times I've been in rooms and listened to women literally tear their own clan apart because they're mm-hmm. mad because they didn't get to play something, or they wanted to be in the photo shoot when so-and-so came, or I wanted to speak during the interview, and you didn't let me, and you don't like me because last week when it's like, shut the hell up. It's not about that.
Can you think past your own little personal bubble real quick?
Yeah, this is bigger than you. Let's get together. Let's band together. Okay.
You start singing We Are the World right here?
No, I'm going to sing I Am
Can
a
we
Woman.
Sing Kumbaya?
Hear me roar.
Like Kumbaya.
Too big to it.
How about Hakuna Matata? I would sing that one.
You know,
ooh, I like that one. Hakuna Matata.
I'm going to tell you what's bad. That Woman Hear Me, you know, the woman, I'm Woman Hear Me Roar song. I always think it's stupid, but every time somebody plays it, here's the one time I actually get teary-eyed.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. I wasn't even born when that song came out.
Oh, Corey, somebody need a hug.
No, not that kind of cry. No, it's not that kind of cry. It's I'm proud to be a woman. I'm proud to be a woman gamer. And I don't. We as much as we tell y'all we fight for y'all during the week, I don't mind it a bit. I love it. First thing when somebody tells me no, I get up and start playing my Rocky music, and I'm like, oh, it's on. You're going to give us what we asked for. My girls need it. Matter of fact, working on something for y'all now.
She's working something. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's put it this way. I threatened Nintendo. It might not be a good idea. No, they actually like it. So they
I love Nintendo. They're my friend.
They love us back. So we'll see what we get for you. But that's why we get our good stuff.
I don't dislike Nintendo, but I do dislike some Nintendo products. I do not dislike Nintendo. I never said that. I dislike certain Nintendo products.
That is so
not like Nintendo.
Anyway, it's almost time to go. I'm gonna start wrapping this up. Pop over to Kotaku, who are our frenemies. Although we tell Ben to stay away from over there, they are our frenemies. I'm still waiting for them to correct my quote. How do y'all quote me wrong and then get mad at me because I tell you to correct? That's not what I said. Fix it, Kotaku. Fix it. Pop over there. Comment on this video. I would stay away from IGN just altogether. I think any visiting or upping of their numbers would encourage them at this point, even if it's to post a bad comment. They'd be like, they like
yeah,
it.
Please don't. As some people think, any publicity is good publicity. So
yes. Mm-hmm. At this time, I don't.
Pretty much my entire career summed up in that.
Yes. Okay. Quickly, also before we have to get out of here. I was talking about this morning. I said, I think Best Buy takes trade-in on your games. They do, and they had a sale going on, and normally I would not promote Best Buy at all, but I do want to let you know that this week, two games, you can trade in for $50 gift cards, so you better get down to games, Best Buy, and do what you got to do.
And I'm just telling you that I always, always, always promote Valve, and I'd like to promote Valve once again. They had a great deal. Keep your eye on their week, on their monthly deals, because
I gotta tell you something.
Predator, Alien vs. Predator, the new one for $5 from Steam.
Let me tell you something, Ben. Also, we were talking about the news. I meant to say this, and Issa, it's what games they don't care. They said bring in two games for $50. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? They have select titles there in the fine print. Good thing I read it. Go and check out their site. And should probably tell you. But here, look, the GameStop is deciding they're going to take on Best Buy and anybody else and Steam, your favorite place.
I know.
They have their own streaming downloads now.
I know.
Also, they've decided they're going to make their own console. What do you think is going to happen to GameStop, y'all? This fight is juicy.
I'm just telling you right now that that's just stepping on so many people's toes. Mm-hmm. They are going to lose a lot of products very quickly.
They already lost the company. They already lost the company.
Oh, they're going to lose more. If they, especially if they get serious about making a game console, they're going to lose more people.
They are serious. They said that they have a company that they bought, and if that company can't make it happen with their console, they're going to make their own.
Boys and girls, let me tell you a little story real quick. I know we got a lot of time. Let me tell you a quick little story. Gather around the campfire here. It's about a company called Pepsi. Okay. Do you guys know why when you go to different restaurants, it's very hard to find a restaurant that has Pepsi products? Most of them have Coke products, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why that is?
Tell them, Blaster.
That's because Pepsi got involved in the restaurant business. Pepsi bought the company that owns Taco Bell and KFC. And when they did that, they lost a lot of chain restaurants that said, well, if you're going to get in the restaurant business, we're going to get out of buying your soda business.
Ooh.
And so they started buying Coke instead. And that, boys and girls, is exactly what's going to happen to GameStop.
That's what we said. You don't decide that it was bad enough. The streaming thing, I said, okay, maybe a good move. You're trying to compete with Steam, and it kind of makes sense. You do sell games. It makes sense to have games for download. Because honestly, if they had the Resident Evil for download this week, I probably would have bought it. Because, you know, I don't want to leave the house. But I will tell you this much. You start making a console, I'm not coming to you. Because you're going to start trying to price the games to your liking instead of what the retailer is selling it for. I'm going to go where I know I'm going to get a good deal when I trade in my game. I'm going to know where I go where I know something happens to my game, I can trade it in. I'm not buying anything for you. I don't want your console. Let the people who make the consoles make the consoles. And you are taking on three giants, not one boss, but three. And nobody ever wins against the Microsoft, the Sony, and the Nintendo. They don't ever win. There's no history of winning. Ask George Geo Hotz if he's going to win
any
case.
There's a big three, yo.
Yeah. Ask Geo Hotz if he's winning like Charlie Sheen. He's not winning. Oh, my God.
Are we going to be talking about train wreck now?
What train wreck? What happened?
Charlie Sheen, honey.
Winning. That's
he's like. He's
That's
like,
Corey's new theme. Winning.
Winning.
Winning. Don't even start.
You gotta say it right. Hashtag winning.
That's retarded.
Okay, how many minutes do we have? You know my piece clocks ahead. I have one that says 4, one that says 2. I've been griping all week about the fact that I have been shocking everything. I shut down the whole house earlier. The whole house, no electricity for about 3 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah. I gotta control my power. Oh God, are you playing a song? That's my song. We'll see you guys next week. We have a special guest sitting in with us next week. Yeah, I have forgotten their name. Oh, the game is Ricochet. I'm sorry. Go check it out.
Have a look. Ooh, that's a Ricochet noise.
Do it again. Do it again.
I don't want to do it again.
Zombie.